Okay, Leila Nishmat Yitzchak Meir Ben Gershon, also Refuah Shlema by Daniel Ben Firma, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Continue with our short vorts. So at the end of the day, when we get to the Afikomen, and we have to talk about why is it that people steal the Afikomen. So let's talk about the story. Rav Binyamin writes an amazing story. Rav Shimon Sofer, the Rav of Krakow, he used to encourage his children and grandchildren to steal the Afikomen. That was his custom, and he wanted them to be able to be awake and involved in the Seder. Once his grandson, who was Rav Shmuel David Kornitzer, who later became his own a great tzaddik, was at his grandfather's Seder, Rav Shimon Sofer. And what happened was, he said, Zaidi, what's the purpose for this custom? It doesn't seem correct to encourage people to steal the Afikomen, right? Stealing is lo sign of one of the Ten Commandments. Why should you steal the Afikomen? So Rav Shimon Sofer didn't answer him. He just continued on with the Seder. He ignored him. During the meal, once, you know, the Shulchan Aruch got started, he turned to his grandson, Rav Shmuel David Kornitzer, and he said to them the following. He said, you asked a good question. Why is there a custom to steal the Afikomen? And why do not only is there a custom to do it, but parents and even me, even grandparents encourage it? He said, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Daf Kuf Tes, the Gemara says, Chotvin Matzah, we grab the matzahs, so the children will not fall asleep. However, still, why does it have to be done with stealing? It just says to grab. Why steal? Aren't there other ways to keep the children awake? It says, Rav Shimon Sofer to his grandson, an amazing idea, beautiful. I never heard an explanation. But immediately after you asked, I thought of an answer. I didn't answer immediately why, because I wanted to teach you a primary principle of Yiddishkeit, primary principle of Judaism. We keep the mitzvahs and the menhagim, even if we don't know the reason. Right? Even if we don't know the reason, we have Sefer Chinuch, we have all the Tamei mitzvahs. Those aren't the reason why we keep the mitzvahs. We keep the mitzvahs because they're mitzvahs. But I wanted to show you, and I wanted to wait until now to be able to show you that we keep the mitzvahs sometimes even if we don't understand them. But I'll tell you what I thought of, why we steal. He says, you know, in Mitzrayim on this night, you know, the firstborn of the Egyptians were killed. The Pasuk says in Shemos, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Chol Bnei Yisrael, Oyechratz Kelev L'Shon. The entire Jewish nation, no dog barked when they left Egypt. There's a tremendous tranquility, there's a tremendous peaceful time when they were leaving. There was no havoc, there was no confusion. And nothing was going crazy. The Gemara Pesachim even tells us of Kuf Yud Gimel, an amazing thing. Gemara Pesachim tells us that a person should live in a city that has dogs. Why? Because dogs bark when someone trespasses their owner's property, and they protect the city's residents from robbery, from theft. That's why you should live in a place where dogs are. Because the dogs will, whenever they see a robber, they will bark. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the dogs didn't bark. This means, says Rav Shimon Sofer, that stealing, theft was possible. It was possible because the dogs weren't stealing. No one stole, but theft was technically possible. Says Rav Shimon Sofer, an amazing idea. You want to know why we steal the Afikomen? We want to commemorate this miracle that no dogs barked in honor of the Jewish people, and therefore we steal the Afikomen to indicate on this night that the dogs didn't bark and theft was possible. So Amaisa, robbery was possible because the dogs didn't bark. So we commemorate that theft, the robbery was possible by mamash stealing. Right? There wasn't stealing. But it was just possible because of this amazing miracle of the dogs, the Maisa. At the end of the day, says Rav Shimon Sofer, you want to know why we steal? We steal because they didn't steal in the times of Egypt. We steal because at the end of the day, it was possible, but we didn't because the dogs, we didn't steal the Maisa and the dogs and the dogs didn't bark because of the honor of the Jewish people. So I think at the end of the day, it's a tremendous lesson all in Minhagim, as Rav Binyamin writes though, and throughout all of his farm. At the end of the day, minhagim are very, very important. You know, a person has a minhag, it's not just something that a person just throws away. A minhag is mamish the Torah. It's mamish Torah, part of a person's family. And he even says, he talks about minhagim. And there's a great story that he even writes over here at the end. He says, Rav Shul of Belz, there was a chassid who came to him, the Belz of Rebbe, after his chassid. He didn't want to wear a shtreimel. So Rebbe spoke to him and he said, clothes don't do anything to me. A shtreimel, they are both the same for me. It was inside, you know, at the end of the day, The Rebbe said, I agree with you. But the Rebbe did then went on to tell him. The Gemara in Gittin tells us on Daf Samach that Hashem made a bris with the Jewish people. He made them a bris with the Torah Sheval Peh. He says, nowadays, the Torah Sheval Peh is not really Torah Sheval Peh because the Mishnah and the Gemara were written down. He says, you want to know what the bris of Torah Sheval Peh is for us nowadays? It's our Minhagim. Therefore, Minhagim are extremely important. And therefore, the Chassid was able to be able to understand Minhagim. We should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to understand this beautiful Minhag. Beautiful minhag, it's a beautiful story of Rav Shimon Sofer, Davka telling his grandson about stealing the Afikomen. And we're commemorating when the dogs didn't bark. And Lamaisa, remember the story about how important Menhagim are, that Rav Yeshua Belz told that chassid. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's all about what's inside, what's important. However, the bris of nowadays, the bris is not Torah Shabbat Peh, the bris today of Torah Shabbat Peh is Dafka Menhagim. We should cling to our Menhagim very, very much. Shkoich.